Good to have you with us at WHYY. I'm Matt Gillum. You can feel it in the air. Summer is close. Long, humid days, sultry nights, and trips down the shore. It's also the growing season for gardeners. The plants are loving the sunshine, and there's always something to tend to for green thumbs. Here to gap about the garden and offer some insights on summer prep is lecturer and noted horticulturalist Jenny Rose Carey. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Matt.
All right, well, summer is tantalizingly close, and after a weather roller coaster the past couple of weeks, it feels like we're finally on the way to it. Now, if you're a procrastinator, or if you're hard at work getting your garden in shape for summer, what do you need to know when it comes to planting vegetables and flowers right now?
Well, I hope we're over our roller coaster. That was a good way of putting it. You still have time to think what your summer garden is going to look like, whether it's in pots, containers, whether it's on your balcony, whether it's in raised beds. Really go and hunt around at a couple of different garden centres and see what takes your fancy, because there's always knowledgeable people there who you can ask. For flowers, you know, you can get the little packs of things like zinnias and cosmos and tuck them in the ground, put some other herbs around them. It's very easy. It's nothing challenging about it. All of those that I've listed are annuals, so you're not really making a long-term investment. You're saying, what do I want to make my life nicer and more fun this summer?
So we're focusing on the now.
Yes, we are.
There we go.
Yes, I think that's, maybe that's what I'm feeling right now. Let's live in the moment and just make ourselves happy and bring some joy to us through gardens.
I like that. And you said a moment ago, you said containers. So no matter the size, the shape, or the color, they are a great addition to your garden and they can really boost your plant menagerie. Suggestions for what to put in your outdoor containers that will really dazzle for the summer? Perhaps some of these other annuals that can, you know, really pop.
Yes, annuals are great in containers because what the life of an annual is...
Short.
Short and sweet. So all it does is make plenty of flowers, and as long as you give it plenty of water, they're usually quite water hogs, so they're not for drought. So put them near your outdoor tap or near where you can fill up a watering can. Their life is short and sweet, but it is full of flowers as long as you keep them dead-headed. So what does that mean? It means as the bloom goes over, just get your pair of scissors or whatever and cut off that old one that's looking a little brown and making seeds, because as long as you stop the annual from making seeds, it will make more flowers. How about that?
So you can draw these things out for the entire summer.
Exactly. Unlike
Beautiful.
A perennial, which normally has its season of flowering and then it stops. They have their own time. And then the other thing that might be fun to plant are the summer bulbs like cannas. If you have a big container, like a half wine barrel, you can put, people call them canna lilies or something like that, but they're the ones with the big leaves and they look really tropical. So if you're trying to screen your garden from your neighbors, they're a really good choice. If you like foliage, that's also a good choice because some of them have stripes on them.
Very nice. So we can have patterns, we can have colors, scents in there as well.
Oh, yes. You can plant. There's many of the things. Let me think. What would I plant for scent? The one that is out now is called a dianthus, and that's a smaller little one that I'm enjoying. If you're thinking long term for this time of year, a shrub that is scented, since we're completely off topic, is called a mock orange. And a mock orange smells like orange blossom.
Oh, that's a lovely scent.
Yes, I should have brought you some in. But it's orange blossom smell. And if you go to the nursery now and see one, and you have room to put a shrub more in the ground than in a container, every year, like clockwork, it will come up. And in early June, it will provide you with this lovely fragrance in the garden.
I would love that, scent nicely wafting across my patio.
Yep.
Well, last up, I read that this is the time of year to take cuttings of softwood shrubs, if we're going to be getting technical here, and start new plants from them. What is your expert advice for that procedure and ensuring that your cutting has a good start and takes off?
Oh, how long do you have? So, yes, softwood cuttings are summer ones, and you're looking for it's more like, I would say, a semi-hardwood, to get really technical. So you're not looking for the sappy bit near the top that actually is very bendy.
Mm.
You want to go down a little bit further where it's slightly hardened off. So think semi-hardwood, which is what it is. And any time now through sort of July is a good time for things like hydrangeas. You can take cuttings of hydrangeas And they are really, really easy. If you want, you can use rooting hormone, it's called. It just jolts, starts it. But the idea is that you are looking for where the leaves join the stem. That's called a node. Mm-hmm. You take those leaves off. Then you put that right into the soil with the rooting. You pop a little bit of rooting hormone in and then put it right into the soil. And then usually I use some sort of a plastic container or a see-through one or a plastic bag or something over the top to make a mini greenhouse. Mm. But you just have to make sure that you're not putting it in full sun, otherwise they'll fry like a greenhouse.
But you want the moisture, you want the protected, and then they take in, or they put down roots, I guess,
yes,
quite literally,
yeah.
And then a couple months in, we're good.
Yep.
Okay. Well, no matter if she is planting, pruning, or plowing, our resident green thumb guru, Jenny Rose Carey, knows her stuff. Thanks for sharing your expertise, Jenny.
My pleasure.